Item 1, from the Director of County Economic Development and the City of Wauwatosa, providing an informational report on the closure of the City of Wauwatosa's Tax Incremental District Number 2, which contains the Milwaukee County Research Park Corporation. This item is informational unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Let's see. Good morning, T. Gwaley Smith. I think we have some folks here from Wauwatosa. Why don't you introduce yourself, and then you can start with the report.
Good morning, committee. My name is John Margini. I'm the finance director.
I'm Alan Kestner. I'm the city attorney.
Thank you for coming this morning. Please.
You're welcome. And we also have Paulette Enders, our development director, here as well. We put together a short presentation.
It seems to have fun. Andre in here to unlock it. Is Alexis?
It was our understanding, Madam Chair, members of the committee, that you'd like an update on TIF, what we refer to as TIF 2, which is the research park. And we put together a brief presentation to provide you an update on where the TIF is at and then also a projection on when it will close. We'll do a little bit of a background real quick and try and be quick here, respectful of your agenda and your time. This map isn't a great one, but we wanted to show you the original TIF district, TIF number 2, which is the research park. Located in the city of Wauwatosa, most of it is west of the Zoo Freeway, north of Wisconsin Avenue, bordered on the west by Mayfair Road, and then south of Watertown Plank. However, a portion does extend into what we call now the Innovation Campus, up by the Eschweiler buildings.
16 acres? About up in the Eschweiler area, yeah.
Mr. Kestner found for us one of the original brochures that was sent out, and this TIF is a really great example of city and county intergovernmental cooperation. These were some projections put together back in 1992, and I'd like you just to keep in mind the number down, two numbers on the 2012 projection when the TIF would be 20 years old, $4.8 million of annual real estate tax increment and $141 million of construction value. As we go through the presentation, we'll come back to those. But those were the projections that were put together before this research park was even created, when the county board and the city of Wauwatosa were working together to convince the public of the need for the research park. Some major developments that many of you are probably aware of: GE Healthcare has a property value of almost $64 million. It's the second highest property value in the city of Wauwatosa. Mayfair Woods, one of the more recent developments out in the research park, has $24 million of value, the 10th highest in Wauwatosa. The United Healthcare building was one of the first buildings that went into the research park. So on January 1st, 1995, when TIF 2 was created, it had an original value, a base value of $4.4 million. So that's the value upon which all of the different tax entities, including the county and the city, have been collecting taxes. However, its current value is $185 million. So through the tax incremental financing, the city and the county have increased the value by $181 million. So quite a successful TIF. That's a 4,000% increase over the base value. And I mentioned that projection of $4.8 million in taxes. Currently, the increment is $4.3 million of taxes. The projection was $140 million of value. We're at $180 million of value. So this TIF really has been quite successful and proceeded really very much so according to the plan that was outlined at the time. A little bit about the financial status. Over the past 20 years, $46.7 million have been spent on this TIF. That includes all the infrastructure that's in place, the roads, the sewers, the water mains, as well as developer grants and incentives and interest costs on some of the borrowing that was done, two of which of the bonds the county has provided a guarantee on. This TIF has created over $50.7 million in revenue, so it currently has a cash balance of $18.5 million. However, it does have future commitments, including about $14.4 million in debt still outstanding, a proportionate share of some of the Discovery Parkway infrastructure. We're creating a redundant water loop right now, actually, as part of the Swan Road construction that the DOT has taken the lead on. And we're looking at potential traffic improvements at the intersection of Innovation and Research Park. If you've ever been there around 5 o'clock in the evening, it's difficult to get out. So we're looking at that. As well as there's really only one significant remaining lot to be developed, Lot 8. And so depending on what happens over the next year or two, that might be a potential for investment. So our projection right now is that the TIF will close by the first quarter of 2015. The bonds are callable at any time, so we could pay off that debt with the existing cash balance and close the TIF. So we anticipate closing it by May of 2015, and the way that would work is the disbursement of any cash within the TIF would take place by December of 2015. Each taxing jurisdiction would receive its proportionate share of that balance based on its share of the of their levy, their share of the levy of the total levy. The property value and the taxes will contribute towards all of our 2016 budgets. So that additional value will count towards our 2016 budgets. Now, the maximum life of this TIF is 27 years, so it could remain open to 2021. But given where its projects are right now and given all the budget constraints that we're all under, we think it's in the best interest of both the TIF and the taxing jurisdictions and the taxpayers to close that TIF as soon as possible, which we anticipate to be in the first quarter of 2015. That's everything we have for you today. We'd be happy to answer questions. Mr. Kessner's very much knowledgeable about the entire TIF history. I'm a little more new to it, and Ms. Enders can speak to any ongoing development.
Thank you for the presentation. I should first recognize members of the research park, which includes Supervisor Mayo, Supervisor Schmidt, Supervisor Willie Johnson, and myself. We're, of course, all very familiar with that area. And Supervisor Schmidt, since this is in your district, I'll let you begin if you have any questions, and then Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I'm Supervisor Mayo has been a bedrock since the early times. I came on very early in my career here on the county board. I waited a year or so because of the terrific controversy when I came on the board in 1999. This whole area was 2 years in abeyance because it was so controversial. This has been an area where there's been a many people know, it's just a tremendous clash of environmental interests and business interests and DNR, DOT, et cetera, et cetera. The point I guess I want to make is that I'm a proud member of that Research Park Board. It's come a long way. I remember even when I was on the board in the 90s or just going into the late 90s, it was there was a lot of problems there. You know, it was a new idea. Milwaukee County needed to guarantee we had to be a partner in that first TIF, which we aren't in their latest TIFs, by the way. Milwaukee County's not guaranteeing, Wauwatosa's on their own. But things weren't going very quickly in the research park at all. They wanted to, you know, lease all these things, but people come in and said, well, if we're going to take this risk, we want to buy. And so we had to make a major shift to county. And if you notice, TIFs, you know, are somewhat controversial these days. I mean, everybody's looking for TIFs, and you got to be judicious in your use. But I think there was a lot of confidence. This is a great area. And you notice the TIF is going to be paid off in really short value time. So I think it's worked out very well for all parties concerned. There's so much infrastructure going on. There's other costs that you see, but really not borne by Milwaukee County itself, which I'm happy to see. Tulsa's taking it, taking the major risks here with the new TIFs. But I would have no questions. Thanks for letting me talk. Thank you.
Thank you, Schmidt. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. John, I would ask if the members of the committee could have the PowerPoint.
Absolutely. We've provided to the county staff and make sure it's sent to all the committee members.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Madam Chair.
I do have one question. You started off with the early projections expecting construction to equal $141.7 million with a 4.8 tax. And the final figures, the construction exceeded the projection of 141, it was 180, and yet the tax was only 4.3, and I'm going to assume, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that when you did the projections back in the 70s, the expectation is that the taxes would have remained the same that they were in 78, which perhaps to me suggests that we've actually lowered the taxes, and that's why the increment is lower even though construction value is higher. Is that a fair assumption?
Madam Chair, I'm honestly not sure what the variation would be. I would assume that you're correct, that it has to do with the assumption on the tax rate.
It would be a recognition of the difference in assumption. I think not only was it assumed at that time that it would be level, it was actually assumed that tax rates would keep rising at an incremental rate every year, which hasn't happened, as you know, in any of these taxing jurisdictions.
It truly has not. Our county budget has not kept track with inflation, and a lot of those costs have been borne by our employees. But it's worth revisiting that, because governments don't work on thin air. Thank you for that presentation. Any other questions? Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have a question about the projection on jobs and the number of jobs that are out there now.
Do you have information?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I don't. We reached out to the Research Park Board to try and get updated numbers, but we didn't receive those in time for the presentation. I'll reach out again and see if we can get those and forward them on to the committee.
Thank you. I think that number should probably be around that projection.
I think it might actually be higher.
Or even higher. But I'd just be interested in seeing those numbers. Thanks for the presentation. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much for coming. We appreciate it. All right, Madam Clerk, please call item 2.